So I'm going to show you all the things that are in a liver profile, all the things that are related to the profile. We'll talk about what they are, and then we'll take a look at some examples. Again, this is something I say at the beginning of all my presentations, and I encourage you to do the same as you're working with people and presenting, whether it's one-on-one or in a formal presentation. Some way of saying, I'm not diagnosing you. This isn't medical advice. This is education. I'm educating you about how your body works so that you can make really amazing decisions about how to take care of it. But if you are on any medication, if you are under the care of a medical practitioner, make sure that any changes you make to your diet and lifestyle are in conjunction with that practitioner. Now, we all know that we have patients that do not have a medical practitioner and don't want to have a medical practitioner because they don't want interventions in the medical and surgical realm. That's fine, and that's their decision. But you still have to tell them that you're not diagnosing them and that they need to work with their medical practitioner. It's just, you know, where it goes. You may be able to help them get solve all their problems without it, but if they are on medication or under the care, just to cover yourself, you should be telling people. So alanine aminotransferase, ALT, it used to be called SGPT, but they changed the name. So an enzyme is found primarily in the liver, but you can also find it in the heart. Usually abnormalities of this represent liver disease. So this is an enzyme. It ranges at the top level to about 25 and suggests that there's some liver stagnation, liver damage, liver problems if it goes above that. Now, if it stays below that and it gets too low, it might be a relationship to vitamin B6, which is a cofactor for it. Aspartate aminotransferase is an enzyme that's found in skeletal and heart muscle, liver, and other organs. Abnormalities can represent liver disease, but also it can be related to some of these other things. So you just have to be looking symptomatically at the person and through exams to see what else might be going on here. Total bilirubin. Bilirubin is a protein that carries exhausted red blood cells out. So it's a breakdown product, basically, of red blood cell destruction when they get to reach their natural end of life. That happens in the spleen. And you can get moderate elevations of bilirubin in a condition called Gilbert's syndrome. And basically, anytime you have elevations of bilirubin, it means that your liver is not doing its job. It's not really clearing things as well as it should, because the bilirubin should come in and get turned around and dumped into the bile and excreted. And if you have too high, it's jaundice. And you know what jaundice is when, you know, when babies are first born, a lot of them have jaundice. It's a yellow discoloration of the skin and also can be of the eyes. And it's an issue with the pigment that gets into the bloodstream and circulates, and that pigment should be excreted. Alkaline phosphatase, we've talked about earlier, and Yvette asked a question, what about low alkaline phosphatase? Well, high alkaline phosphatase is used to measure as an indication of liver function and also bone function. If somebody has elevated alk phos, we're going to be looking at maybe doing some isoenzymes to determine where that breakdown is. Is it happening in bone, in the bone isoenzymes, or is it happening in the liver isoenzymes? And isoenzymes are just basically a fraction that shows the specificity of the alk phos to where it goes. Now, low alkaline phosphatase is a sign of vitamin B6 deficiency. And zinc deficiency, more so than B6. I keep saying B6 because it's there for the other enzymes. But the alkaline phosphatase, a little bit with B6, but mostly zinc. So if you have a low level of zinc, you can have a low level of alkaline phosphatase. Then we have lactate dehydrogenase, LDH, is an enzyme found mostly in heart muscles, liver, kidney, brain, and blood cells. And whenever an organ in the body is damaged, it's released in greater quantity into the bloodstream. And, of course, like a good liver, anything that gets released into the bloodstream has to go through the liver, phase 1 and phase 2, to be neutralized. So what's in part two of the liver profile? Well, we've got protein. And together with albumin, it's a measure of the state of nutrition in your body. We also have globulin. It's a major group of proteins in the blood that makes up your antibodies. They're immunoglobulins, IgA, IgG, IgC, IgD, IgXYZ, a lot of alphabet soup when it comes to those. But it's a group of proteins that are in your blood that make up the antibodies, make up the infection-fighting properties. Albumin, serum albumin, is really one of the major proteins in the blood. It's a structural protein. Actually, albumin is high in eggs. Egg whites have a lot of albumin. And it's a reflection of the general state of nutrition, just like protein. So it will go low when you have enough protein to spare. Albumin globulin ratio. Again, that's one of those that the labs used to always give you, and now they don't very often. But you basically, it's calculated by dividing your albumin by your globulin, GG ratio. So GGT is an interesting one. GGT will be elevated when you've got a lot of toxic waste to get rid of. It's elevated in exposures to pesticides and various forms of environmental toxins, and also alcohol. Alcohol. When somebody is alcoholic, this number goes up pretty quickly. So just a little summary of some of the most important indicators for liver and gallbladder. The GGT, or GGPT, GGTP, but same thing, and alkaline phosphatase seem to be most specific for the liver. And then for bile insufficiency, which could come from the gallbladder if it's not concentrating it well or if it's sluggish and it's not releasing it. Indications for the liver and the gallbladder, this is just a summary cheat sheet, and you'll have this in your packet, the lab summary form. Glucose high, bun low, protein low, albumin low, globulin high, bilirubin high, alk phos high, LDH high, AST high, ALT high. ALT low would indicate some fatty liver. GGT, which is the one I just talked about alcohol, and that's high. Iron is high. Cholesterol, iron, triglycerides, HDL, and monocytes. Any and all of these can be done as labs. The liver lab stuff starts with protein, goes down to GGT. You can see in this particular one, the only indicator is 48 on alkaline phosphatase. You think this is serious? What do you think is going on here? I don't think this is serious. I think that this low alk phos can probably be corrected with some zinc. Now, if it's not responding to the zinc, then we need to look at the stomach acid. We need to look at what does this person need to do. You can up your stomach acid by taking bitters, herbal bitters, before your meal. You can up your stomach acid by taking some apple cider vinegar, maybe a little teaspoon of it in a half a glass of water, warm, and drink that down in the morning. So that's going to help with your absorption, but it's not going to completely cure it unless we get at what's the underlying cause. But we definitely would want to symptomatically treat this because, you want to give them the zinc that they need, right? You can look for why they don't have enough, but you've got to fix both ends of it. You've got to fix the stomach acid. You've got to fix the zinc. Decreased alkaline phosphatase associated with zinc, sometimes B6, could also be associated with estrogen dominance, malabsorption, hypothyroid, or low adrenal. So let's take a quick look at isoenzymes. I don't want to get too much into the nitty-gritty stuff, just the stuff that you'd really need to know, but you might need to know about the isoenzymes. CPK is an enzyme that gets produced, it's mainly by the heart, but also some by the liver, and that's creatine phosphokinase. And that has isoenzymes. That has five different isoenzymes. I didn't list them because we really don't go into too much of that in here. We'll look at that more when we do the cardiac piece. So LDH 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you can differentiate. So when you do this basic screening, it'll say LDH is high. Well, you don't know why it's high. Is it high because your liver is sluggish? Is it high because of poor diet, missing certain nutrients, excesses, you don't really know. So you just want to be able to find out, like LDH1 is mainly in the heart and red blood cells versus 2 is white blood cells, 3 is in the king, 4 is kidney, placenta, and pancreas, and 5 would be the liver and the skeletal muscle. Okay, so here's a case history, but let's get our thinking caps on here. We have a bilirubin of 0.3, woo, that's low, but compared to what she's seen, it's not too bad. So we've got high alkaline phosphatase, so we want to know where is that coming from. We've got low LDH. We've got normal numbers for AST, ALT, GGT. We've got low iron and normal cholesterol and low triglycerides, okay? So what are your thought processes?